Speaking on this program is Vernon Joins.
Thank you very much. And for the next few moments, let's take a look at 1 Peter and the grace of God. The life of Peter is a source of example and encouragement in the service of God. From the beginning of Jesus' ministry in John 1, verses 48 through 42, with occasional failures in Matthew 26, 33 through 35, Peter served with courage and resolve. He was the leading voice heard on Pentecost in Acts 2, 14 through 37. His voice, which won the Gentiles in the household of Cornelius in Acts 11, 13, 14, also back in Acts 10, verses 44 through 48. And all the more, consequently, his inspired words in 1 Peter serve to stir our memories according to the life of God's people today. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 12, one major theme of this letter is the bountiful, unfailing grace which God has provided for our spiritual well-being. Peter indicates that God supplies all grace and calls us to His eternal glory by means of the suffering one, and that the one suffered for us endured, with the resultant perfection, stability, strength, and spiritual resolve. His will enjoins us to be that kind of people in 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. The dimensions of this grace are defined for the student of God's Word in four verses particularly. Of course, it's seen throughout all of his writings. First of all, grace, it was and is that made known the plan of salvation in Christ. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 10, this plan of redemption was foretold in the prophets, culminated in the death of the Lord, and the gospel presents these great themes: the truth through the Spirit is obeyed, and one is born again of the Word of God in 1 Peter 1, verses 20 through 23, where he says, "Seeing you have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." The echoes of Pentecost and the conversion of Cornelius are so plain that we would have great difficulty in misunderstanding what is taught. But grace guides the people of God in reasonable service. 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. As good stewards of this grace, God's people speak as do the oracles of God, and minister in and by the ability God gives, thereby glorifying God through Christ in His example and instructions, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. Grace also assures His faithful people of proper standing with God in 1 Peter 5 and verse 12. And this truth is learned by the words of faithful teachers and the written word. Accordingly, through the strength of faith, and if we have the kind of faith that will save, it is of great strength for those who believe as strongly as those who were saved in Bible times. Now, resting on the truth that we learn and the power of God, one remains strong before God amidst the shifting times around us. Externals will not affect our relationship with God, but internals, that is, inside ourselves and inside the body of Christ, it will have something to do with it. And so therefore, we need to hold fast to those things that we've been assured of in God's Word and not let them slip. Grace will be manifested in the eternal salvation provided at the revelation of Christ at His second coming. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 13, in view of this, One is to live a holy life, exhibiting the qualities of obedient children, recognizing that the holiness of God enjoins the holiness of His people, and we are exhorted to be holy as He is holy. And Peter's introduction to Jesus began with the Lord complimenting him through the statement that he was to be a stone or a rock of stability for the work of the Lord. How true this was. How valuable is his lesson of strength and faithfulness and his reliance on the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. And we are reminded in John 1 and verse 17 that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.